And ministers will learn their fate this afternoon when the Prime Minister unveils her first substantive cabinet reshuffle. Jacinda Ardern says it will be minor, but she'll be looking to largely put in place the team that will contest the 2020 election. The focus will be on Labour Party ministers, however. New Zealand First and Green ministers pretty much off limits under the deals they struck with Labour. With us now, our political editor, Jane Patterson. Jane, kia ora. Who are the ministers who will be worried? Phil Twyford, perhaps?
Look, Mr. Twyford is the obvious one. We've had ongoing and persistent problems with the KiwiBuild problem in particular, but he also has the transport portfolio. There have been questions about whether he would lose the housing portfolio or transport or both. Now, Ms. Ardern has been actually giving some pretty positive signals about Mr. Twyford this week, saying to Morning Report that one individual shouldn't necessarily take responsibility for a difficult portfolio, and in the House expressing confidence in him. So maybe we might see him keep housing. Of course, we've got that reset paper coming up probably next week, I would say, sometime in July. But also Mr. Twyford and Ms. Ardern really trying to emphasise the gains that they're making across that broader housing portfolio. So look, maybe transport will be taken off him and given to another minister, but I really get the sense that there aren't going to be any sackings as such. It's probably going to be a change of portfolios and moving around the mix a bit.
Who might get the good news then?
Look, Chris Farfoy is widely tipped for promotion into Cabinet. He has a range of portfolios that he picked up from Mika Whaitiri and Claire Curran when they left the executive, and that includes broadcasting and customs. But he also has the likes of commerce and associate immigration, but potentially he could hand off some of those other ones. I would expect him to keep broadcasting, and if we see that come back into Cabinet, that'd be interesting as well. Maybe looking at a bit more of a reform program in broadcasting rather than status quo, especially in the challenging dynamic for the industry at the moment. Of course, when Mika Whaitiri and Claire Curran left the executive, that presented a bit of a gender problem for Ms. Ardern, had indicated she wanted a gender balance. And names coming up are Deborah Russell, Kitty Allen and Porter Williams, who could potentially maybe come in as ministers outside of Cabinet.
Now, this essentially is going to be a reshuffle of the Labour ministers. Why is that?
Because of the deals that Labour struck with New Zealand First and the Greens, part of that was actually specific portfolios for each of those parties. So, for example, New Zealand First had, you know, some chunky portfolios like Defence and Foreign Affairs, but they are specified, as are the number of ministers that each of those parties will have. And even when you look at the Cabinet rankings, the New Zealand First and Green ministers actually sit separate to the Labour ministers, apart from Winston Peters. They're not peppered through, so we're not going to see them moving through the ranks. And really, unless there's a matter of misconduct rather than poor performance, that's really only the time when any of those portfolios would be looked to be shifted or changed from those support partners.
Thank you very much. Jane Patterson, our political editor, on that reshuffle coming up later on this afternoon.